Hello and welcome to the new Chartered Institute of Fundraising podcast. My name is Anne Hughes and I am delighted to be hosting the forthcoming conversations as we delve into the career of a fundraiser, a role I've had for 25 years. Before we officially launch the podcast, I wanted to chat to Daniel Flusky, the Director of Policy and Communications at the CIOF, on what the thinking behind the new podcast is. Dan, thank you so much for joining me. Tell us a wee bit about the new Chartered Institute of Fundraising podcast.
Thank you, Anne, and thanks for being part of this project with us. This podcast is all about exploring careers in fundraising, understanding a little bit more, talking with fundraisers about why they get into fundraising, why it's a great career, what you can achieve in fundraising, and what the different journeys are into fundraising. So different career paths, challenges that you overcome, who you learn from, who inspires you. I've always been struck in my time at the Institute of Fundraising how much fundraisers learn, support and care for each other. Yeah. And through the careers that people have, how much is dependent on the conversations and the connections that you make. And that podcast is going to explore that and really look at how we can support our colleagues to have the best careers that are going to make the best difference in the world.
Yeah, and it's super timely for me as I approach my 25th anniversary of becoming a fundraiser in June 1998. So yeah, it's been quite a career. And when I spoke to you guys and you told me that the new look and feel you're going for as career in fundraising, lifetime of impact, that resonated so much with me. I have to say, I feel lucky when I speak to friends that work in the private sector that I have got to have a career working in the third sector. Is that something that comes up time and again, do you feel, with fundraisers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the more that I've spoken to fundraisers over my time here, the more I am struck by not how just how much they are motivated about the cause, but about how much they care about the job that they do in that, and how much you get out of being a fundraiser, which isn't just about the overall money that's raised, although obviously that's a massive part of it, but the connections that you make, the importance of what you do being properly recognised by senior teams and colleagues, and having that professional respect, I think is fundamentally important as well. And what we see when we're talking to people about their careers and what they've achieved and why they do it is that there is a real drive. It's not just a job, it's a career, it's a vocation. People care about fundraising, and we want to showcase that, showcase what a career in fundraising can achieve, and inspire more people to kind of develop their career, to nurture talent, to support people, as well as looking at how we can attract the next generation of fundraisers too.
Yeah, and what really excites me is, like you said at the start, why do people enter a career of fundraising? And most fundraisers I know have fallen into fundraising. It's been accidental. But when I reflect on me and the kind of person I am, when I found this job, I was in the right career. Undoubtedly, if I had known this was a job, I would have wanted to do it. And so there's something quite exciting about how we spread that message and let younger people know this is a great career.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, as you say, most people do, anecdotally and according to kind of when there's research, find themselves in fundraising rather than that have been what they dreamt about as a 8-year-old kid at school. But once you find it, and once you find the right job and the right cause, you know that you're in something special. And wouldn't it be great for more people to have that feeling of being in the right job at the right time and doing something special?
Yeah. And interestingly, only one fundraiser that I've ever spoken to who did intentionally become a fundraiser is actually a new member of the Chartered Institute of Fundraising board, Gary Kerrigan.
Oh, right.
And he's literally the only fundraiser, and I've spoken to a lot over 25 years, Dan, the only fundraiser I've ever spoken to who said, no, I met a fundraiser when I was doing some fundraising and I thought, I want to do what she does, when he was a teenager. And so he actively looked for that. So that's quite exciting too, that in the Institute of Fundraising, you have people there on the board who actively wanted to become fundraisers. And how can we get that out, that message out there more? Because what a career it's been, I have to say.
Great. Well, I hope when you said that you're 20 plus years in, that means there's still another 20 plus years for you and in fundraising too.
Yes. Fundraising gives you the biggest buzz. It's just, it's the best. It's been the best career and the best journey. And like you say, the connections I've made, the people I've met, some of my best friends in the world I have met on this journey. So I'm excited for more people to come on it with us.
Fantastic.
And that is the intention of the new Chartered Institute of Fundraising podcast. Please give us a follow wherever you listen to your podcast and watch this space. The podcast will be coming really soon.